Hey, it's Josh Ross.
Hey, Josh, how you doing, man?
Good. Is this Russell?
This is he, yes.
How's it going?
Not too bad, man. I appreciate you taking the time.
No, I appreciate you having me.
First off, I do have to tell you a huge congratulations on the success of your first released ballad, First Taste of Gone, man.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. It's a meaningful one for sure, so it's been nice to see the response.
I mean, you say meaningful. Not only are you singing this, I don't know if a lot of folks necessarily know that you had a hand in penning it.
Yeah, I definitely kind of lived the experience and got to write the song, and it's kind of cool when you have, you know, it's cool to cut the outside songs too and stuff like that, but when you have your own songs that, you know, you kind of poured your feeling into and people get to hear it, it's kind of special.
To me, it's a monster when my partner turns to me and says, who's this? Like, this is really good.
I appreciate that. No, it's been, honestly, it's changed a lot of, you know, things for me, which I've been very blessed. So let's
go from the early stages because, you know, like many, we're getting to know you. And like many Canadian kids, it was the love of sports before music growing up.
It was love of sports. Yeah, no, I think I probably dabbled in every sport possible and then kind of settled into motocross. And then that led to football. For people that don't know, I had a scholarship at Western University in London, Ontario. And that's kind of when I started, you know, just picking up the guitar, just with friends before I actually had any injuries, and ended up having a couple injuries and surgeries. And that's kind of when I started to dedicate my time towards music.
Well, and we're lucky you did just that.
Yeah, it's been, I guess, a good transition for me. So
definitely less injuries. Well, pending on your stage performance.
Yes, this is true. That's what I say. The mental toll is a little different, but the physical is a lot better. So.
Yeah. Listen, man, I've got 18 years in radio. I had a tough time with your name at first. I thought it was some tongue twister.
Yeah, say it five times fast.
Exactly. I'm like, man, this is a toy boat.
Yeah. It's funny. You know, some people can say it no problem, and other people got to do like a little pause in between, which is fine.
Well, I get it now, but five times fast, I don't think I could.
That's okay.
It's all good. Yeah, I was checking out your socials. I see you like to fish.
Big fishery, yeah. No, I got a little old, that's actually 1985 bass boat that's down in Nashville, and when I get the chance to get out and the boat's actually working, I like to fish. So
nice. We're
having boat problems lately. So
wow, brutal. What's your PB, your personal best? What do you got?
Biggest largemouth I've had, 5 pounds, 4 ounces. And that was probably almost 2 years ago during COVID in Nashville. Yeah, I love to do more fishing kind of, you know, on the coast and stuff like that, and just catch different types of fish too.
I know you performed for some industry experts in Toronto not long ago, and I actually knew a few people in the crowd there. When they mentioned that you were there, I was like, oh, what was he like? And the response from like all three of them were like, they're like, you got to keep your ears and eyes on this guy.
Well, I really appreciate that. Was that the Toronto show with Parker McCollum?
Yes.
Awesome. Yeah, no, that was a great night, and it was acoustic and fun, and that means a lot to hear that. It was a great night. You know, with being new, it's obviously a lot of people are like, well, how's the live performance, and how does he sound live? And, you know, I've always been really passionate on the live show and just being in front of people, so that's great to hear that. I'm just excited to kind of keep the ball rolling. So
what's next?
Probably be a new radio single, I'd imagine, once, you know, we kind of let First Taste of Gone do its thing, and just in trying to get some shows here before the end of the year, and then hopefully line up some stuff, you know, tour stuff for the fall and winter, and hopefully into the next year. So just, you know, plugging away and writing every day and trying to beat songs that I think are the next ones, and just been really excited and blessed, and I'm excited to go to Alberta for the CCMAs, and it'll be fun too. And I just want to say thank you to all the listeners and people that have requested First Taste of Gone, and the messages, you know, that I receive. It's just really rewarding to see that it connects with people. So thank you.